this is yet another attempt by Councillor Kelly, who seems to have set himself totally against the naming of the bridge after Ivan. It's another excuse that he's taken out of his box of excuses. Initially, it was because the family might be offended, and that was clearly proven not to be the case. Then he said that it might be against good relations, which clearly, again, isn't the case. The main opposition in this instance isn't coming from unionist parties. The main opposition is coming from Councillor Kelly.
Does he not have a point, though, because it was set out from the start that the name of the bridge could not be named after someone with political affiliations?
Well, the guidance given by the minister was that we, as a council, the old Stavanger Council, was to send up a list of names of preferred options in terms of what councillors thought might be appropriate names. As a result of the deliberations and the consultation process with the DSD locally, one name really emerged as being the name that local people wanted on the bridge, and that was the name of Ivan Barr. And it had been long discussed. This is nothing new. This has been going on for years. Well, this bridge has been planned, and the plans had then unfortunately been set back in 2011. But this isn't anything new. We put the name forward, Ivan Barr. It was passed at Stavanger Council on the 9th of February. It was then reiterated on the 30th of March, the very last meeting of our old council. And now again, it's been passed at committee and at full council level in the new council. So that's the expressed will of the people locally, and it's expressed view of the local council, both councils which represent the area. It would be, I think, a very foolish and a very ill-advised minister who would stand against the four times expressed will of the local people in regard to something as sensitive and as important as the name of a bridge.
So
I mean, this bridge, it's something which people locally have a great sense of ownership over. And if there was another name imposed by a minister from Belfast, as Councillor Kelly seems to want to happen, then there certainly would be a rejection of that, I think, locally. I think locally people have already named it the Ivan Barr Bridge, and you see that in social media, for example, and you would see it when people are talking about the Ivan Barr Bridge, and it's almost up now, hopefully. So.